Damaged emotions can often be tattletale on a no-growth or a slow-growth disciple in the area of character and guidance. There are people who wish to block spiritual progress in their own lives. God has given definite statements concerning spiritual advance. There is no place in His program for standstill. It's sort of like the bicycle. If you're not going forward, you lose your balance and fall off. We can at least say that those who do not go forward are not in the center of God's will and are thus out of fellowship with Him. The French have a well-known proverb, "Whoever does not go forward goes backward." It is the same in the father's dealings with his children. Put these four verses together in your thinking. "He which hath begun a good work in you will perfect it until the day of Jesus Christ," Philippians 1:6. "When I begin, I will also make an end," 1 Samuel 3:12. "My loving kindness will I not utterly take from him, nor suffer my faithfulness to fail," Psalm 89:33. "The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me," Psalm 138:8. These promises and others like them are God's certain guarantee that he is not going to let us remain still for long. For your further preparation in teaching this chapter on going forward in goals and direction of continued growth, I'd like to give some ideas on emotions, since it is their damage that tends to dwarf Christians in God's objective and will for them. To show you how much the Bible deals with the topic of human emotions, you might use this idea I picked up from Henry Brandt, the author of The Struggle for Peace. Write negative emotions at the top left-hand side of a page and positive emotions at the top right-hand side. Brainstorm alone or with family or friends on emotions to list under each heading. Write your thoughts down. Then turn in your Bible at random and quickly find verses that communicate or express any of the emotions you listed. You could go to the Psalms, to any of Paul's letters, or to some of the Proverbs. Feelings are good things, since God has made us emotional beings. Nor is it wrong to express feelings, as you noted by the many examples of emotion in the Bible. But since some of Satan's most vicious attacks on the Christian come in the sphere of emotions, we prepared the tape for your group on confronting the reasons why people fall off. In the group session, before you introduce their tape for this lesson, you might divide your group into listening teams. Have one of the teams listen for answers to the question, what emotional problems are causing people to fall off in the Christian growth? Another team should listen for answers to the question, what resources does a Christian have to keep him from falling off and to help him overcome the psychological problems? And the third team should listen for answers to the question, what scriptures does the speaker of the tape use? After playing the tape, have the teams report on their conclusions. The individual response to the pictures from chapter 7 through the rest of the book, teacher, will tell you a great deal about the emotions of the men in your study. The expression of these emotions, if studied, could give you direction from their own lips on your way to discovering who each individual really is. Then you can direct their creative imagination daily as you pray for them. Proverbs 4:23 indicates that we manufacture our futures, because what we hold in our minds tends to become reality. Let me suggest that you pray against negative emotions that result in failure for them, and pray for the positive emotions until you consistently see love and strength in their lives. With inward looks at causes and upward looks for cure, he can ride out anything the devil runs under him.